You're listening to By Design here on RN with Fenella Kernebone.
You are indeed. This is By Design. Now up soon in the field, we're visiting a school in Bali made from locally grown bamboo, where the idea of sustainability runs throughout its design and curriculum. Also, the legacy of Robin Boyd, whose seminal publication, Victorian Modern, originally published in 1947, has finally seen a second edition. But now it's time for the Design Files. And today, our writer in residence, Colin Bissett, looks at the humble ballpoint pen.
The ballpoint pen was invented in 1888, but its nib was too coarse for commercial production. Further attempts came up against the problem of inconsistent ink flow. But in 1938, this was overcome. Hungarian journalist Laszlo Biro, with the help of his brother, who was a chemist, created a ballpoint pen which used the same smudge-free ink as that used in newspaper print. It had a tiny ball bearing at the tip to which the ink would stick, providing not only a dependable flow of ink, but a smooth writing experience. Sounding like something from a Tintin adventure, the Biro brothers fled Hungary for Argentina in 1940 and started up manufacture of their patented ballpoint pen, which they called the Birome. The RAF in Britain took up manufacturing rights, seeing the potential of a pen that would not leak at altitude. The French company, Bic, brought out their own disposable version in 1950 called the Crystal, with a clear, faceted body which was easy to hold and through which one could see when the ink was finished. Its key selling point was that it wrote every time and that it held enough ink so that it was possible to draw a single line 2 kilometres long, if that's what you fancied doing. Introduced to the USA in 1959, it has easily become the most popular pen of all time. By 2005, over 100 billion had been sold. Interestingly, though, despite ferocious marketing by Bic, many countries still refer to this type of pen as a biro. When I was young, the biro was rather looked down upon. A fountain pen had more cachet, especially if it had a gold nib. Unlike the biro, these did leak, but that made them perfect for flicking ink at your classmates if you were so inclined, which I was. The biro lacked that element of fun, for which mothers everywhere thanked God.
Colin Bissett on the ballpoint pen. Coming up soon, I'm joined by Tony Lee from the Robin Boyd Foundation in The Conversation.